Parsha Shmini sees a most tragic moment of disaster. It's the best of times and it's the worst of times. It's the great moment of the inauguration of the temple, the moment that the Jewish people have been waiting for. Aaron ascends to greatness. He's crowned as the high priest, the holiest person working in the holiest place, and it's his first day on the job. Arguably the most significant and special moment of his whole life. And tragedy strikes. In a spiritual accident, his children, Nadav and Avihu, venture into a place, into the Holy of Holies, where they should not have gone and in a way that they should not have and were not supposed to. And unfortunately, they die an unnatural and early death. Aaron's great moment is shattered. What was his reaction? How did he respond? The Torah uses a one-word description of his reaction, and that is Vayidom. Silence. Silence. Aaron has no response, no expression of anger, no complaints, no bitter reply, nothing. Rather, simply an utter submission and acceptance of God's will. Of course, that's not to say that Aaron had no feelings. Surely he was devastated. Aaron was heartbroken. Moreover, the rabbis teach that Aaron being quiet, right, means that he kept quiet from what he could have said, right? Aaron had plenty to say, right? He could have argued plenty of arguments and complaints and objections and protests and offered reasons why this wasn't fair and why him and why his children and why the highlight great moment, the greatest moment of his life. Such disappointment. Aaron has such frustration. But nothing overtook his heart. And not a single word left his mouth or crossed his lips. Only silence. Silence and submission to God's superior authority. Rashi on this verse, in chapter 10, verse 3, Vayidom Aaron. Rashi tells us from Chazal, from the rabbis, that Aaron was rewarded, that just a few psukim later, the Torah presents how God spoke directly and exclusively to Aaron. Vayidaber Hashem el Aaron lemor. Only to Aaron. God rewarded Aaron for this greatness, by speaking directly and only to him. And teaching him a law. Okay, that's right, what Rashi brings from Chazal. But the Medrash teaches us something else. And that is that because Aaron was silent in that moment, because of Vayidom, he merited something that corresponds to Vayidom. What does that mean? The gematria, the numerological equivalent of the word Vayidom, is 60. And because of that Vayidom, because of that moment of silence, God rewarded Aaron with the 60 letters of Birkat Kohanim, the blessings of the Kohanim. You see, just I say this quickly and parenthetically, and you need to study the rabbinic literature. Indeed, Aaron blessed the Jewish people that day, but who is to say that he was set to bless the people forever? That was a one-time event, that blessing. But the Medrash teaches us that because of his silence, he was rewarded to bless the Jewish people for all time. He merited to relay that blessing, the Birkas Kohanim, those blessings from God to the Jewish people, forever. You see, according to Rashi, God because of Aaron's great, you know, great behavior, he was rewarded that God spoke to him. But according to the Medrash, it wasn't just that God spoke to him. God spoke through him. You see, God had him speak, instructed him to speak. Because he was silent and he controlled his mouth and kept silent from negative words. And so he was given the most eloquent, most positive, most beautiful words of blessing to share. In addition, it was that one moment of silence, one moment of silence of self-control while in the face of despair and adversity and frustration. He kept silent, and therefore he merited a lifetime of speech forever, instructed to give that, you know, I guess you could call that short speech, that short, wonderful speech of Birkas Kohanim. And not just to say it, but as the law is presented, Bekol Ram, he's commanded to shout it, to bellow it in a booming voice. Right? That's the law. Because of his silence, he is rewarded with the loud blessing that he calls out to the Jewish people with. The blessing of God to the Jews. That's what he merited. In fact, again, parenthetically, the law is that if there's a Kohen who loses his voice, he doesn't even offer Birkas Kohanim, because the mitzvah is to say it loudly. Right, because the reward of Aaron's actions is goes to the opposite extreme for being so silent. So he needs to scream the blessings to the Jewish people, and not just him. You see, that one moment of acceptance, that one moment of silence as an expression of faith in God. Not only was he rewarded to give the blessing, but all of his children. All of his children forever bless the Jewish people. And we, of course, the Jewish people, have merited to be blessed forever, you know, ever since. Wow. What an amazing reward for an amazing behavior. This reminds me of the Gemara in Chulin and Daf Peites, where the Gemara says an amazing line. And I quote, "Ein ha'olam miskayem ela b'shvil mi shebolem atzmo b'shat meriva." It means this world is held up. This world only stands on the person who is able to control his mouth at a time where he's heated in an argument, when he's upset, when he's frustrated, he has something to say, something's really bothering him, and he could say something and he can respond to the person or to the situation in front of him. And yet, he's bolem atzmo. Rashi says, who sogeret piv. This world stands upon someone who is upset and frustrated and, you'll say, even angry. And he's able to hold back. He's able to control himself. He's able to control his mouth. He's able to control his speech. He says nothing. And the Gemara brings a verse to prove this. Shenemar, Tola Eretz al Blima, as the verse says, this world hangs upon, this world depends upon Blima. Blima means to stop oneself, to seal one's mouth, right? To seal one's lips from words crossing them. Incredibly, right? We can apply this to this story, right? And incredibly, we can suggest that Aaron's heroic moment of self-control has brought a massive wealth of God's blessing to the world for all time, right? Blessings which have brought lasting endurance to humanity, right? In other words, indeed, Aaron's silence sustains and continues to sustain the world. Aaron's moment of silence continues to sustain the world. Such is the greatness of someone who's able to control themselves and keep silent at a moment of difficulty. May we merit to have that heroic strength.